Now, once you understood Acharya, now let us understand further. I am rubbing it. Now he also receives children education allowance. Now his children education allowance is received from the employer is rupees 4000 per month. So 4000 per month is 48,000. But you know very well, children education allowance is exempt 100 rupees per child per month, not more than 2 children. So less exemption. 100 rupees per child per month. So 100 into 2 children into 12 months. So 2400 will be exempt. Now, what shall be the taxable amount? 45,600 will be the taxable amount for this HRA. Children education loans. Over and above, he also receives PF from the employer. Employer has contributed provident fund. Now, my dear friends, you know very well, under section 17, subsection 1, if the employer contributes in the PF of the employee, in the recognized PF of the employee, more than 12% of the salary, then the excess amount, then the 12% of the salary shall also become the part of his taxable income. Now here, what is salary? The salary will be calculated for the purposes of PF as his basic salary plus DA, which is forming part of the retirement benefit plus commission. So, 4,81,000, 3,60,000 is basic salary plus DA, which is forming part of the retirement, is 1,20,000 plus 1,000, which is 4,81,000. Now, 12% of 4,81,000 is 57,212%, is 57,720. Now, how much employer has contributed? Employer has contributed 80,000 rupees. So, 80,000 minus 57,720. Now, 22,280 shall be his taxable PF. Again, I am telling you, if the employer contributes up to 12% of the salary. Now, what is salary? Salary means, for the calculation of PF, salary means basic salary plus dearness allowance, which is forming part of the retirement benefit, plus commission. Here, the total salary is 3,60,000 plus DA is 1,20,000 plus 1,000 is commission. So, total amount is 4,81,000. 12% of 4,81,000 is 57,720. This can be contributed. But his employer has contributed not that amount. His employer has contributed far beyond that. Yes, his employer has contributed rupees 80,000 per annum. Now, 80,000 per annum has been contributed. The maximum allowable limit is 57,720. So the difference between 80,000 minus 57,720 shall be treated as his taxable salary. Is that clear? So this is how we have to do it. Now, he has been getting transport allowance from the employer, and the amount of transport allowance is rupees 5,000 per month. Now, my dear friends, traveling allowance. He is getting traveling allowance from the employer, and the amount is rupees 5,000 per month. But this traveling allowance is for the expenses to be incurred by the employee for the outstation. But in this problem, the person does not tell you how much amount has been actually spent. That means we assume that this amount goes to his pocket. Huh? Had it been mentioned that out of 60,000 rupees per annum, he actually spent 40,000 rupees for the traveling of the official tour, then it would have been exempt to that extent. In absence of that information, we assume that the entire 5,000 rupees, even it has been treated as a traveling allowance for official purposes, since nothing is given in the problem as to how much amount has been spent, entire 60,000 rupees shall be treated as the part of salary. Now, he also gets transport allowance. As I told you, the difference between traveling allowance and transport allowance. Traveling allowance is for official tour, but here we are adding entire amount because nothing is specified as to what amount has been spent on traveling of the official tour. Transport allowance is given for office to home and home to office. 8,000 rupees is per month. So 8,000 rupees into 12 is 96,000 rupees. But the entire transport allowance shall not be taxable. Neither it shall be exempt. The transport allowance shall be exempt to the extent of rupees 800 per month into 12. That is 9,600 rupees shall be exempt in case of transport allowance. So balance 86,400 rupees shall be taxable in the hands of the employee. Over and above, he gets uniform allowance. His uniform allowance is rupees 3,000 per month. So 3,000 into 12, it is 36,000 rupees per month. Now out of this 36,000 rupees, he has actually spent 60% of this uniform allowance. So 3,000 rupees is per month. So 60% of 3,000 rupees is 1,800 is exempt. That is 1,800 per month. Per month is taxable. So 21,600 rupees shall be exempt. So uniform allowance is getting 3,000 rupees per month. So 3,000 into 12 is 36,000. But he has not taken entire 36,000 to his home. Out of this, 60% of the uniform allowance has been spent for maintaining the uniform. So 21,600, how 21,600? 60% of 36,000 is 21,600. So balance 14,400 rupees shall also be added as a part of salary. This is how we have to understand. Now further, he has incurred some expenses on the medical treatment. You know very well, if the medical treatment is in the hospital maintained by the government, or in the hospital maintained by the employer, or in the hospital which is approved by the Commissioner of Income Tax for the specified diseases specified under Rule 3A2, nothing is taxable. But if the medical treatment is carried on in a private hospital, then 15,000 rupees is exempt. In this case, medical expenses for his bypass surgery, total medical expenses were rupees 5 lakhs, which were paid by employer directly to the hospital. Now, is it not the benefit to the employee? His employer has paid on his behalf. That means he has saved up to 5 lakhs rupees. Income tax says money saved is money earned. Once money is earned, it becomes an income. Once it is an income, it has to be taxed. But entire amount shall not be taxed, less medical expenses to the extent of 15,000 rupees shall be exempt, and the balance 4,85,000 rupees shall be taxable. Only 15,000 rupees shall be exempt. Balance rupees 5,000 be taxable. Mind it, dear friends. If the person is suffering from cancer, if the person is suffering from HIV, then the entire amount shall be exempt, provided the hospital is approved by the Chief Commissioner of Income Tax. Here the heart ailment is there, so 5 lakhs minus 15,000, 4 lakh and 85,000 shall be exempt. Now, he has also been given bonus. 1 month's salary, shall this bonus be the part of income? Yes, basic salary is 30,000. So 30,000 will be per annum. So basic salary is 30,000 per month. Bonus is 1 month's salary. So entire 30,000 rupees shall be taxable. Now, I also told you that he gets leave travel amount. My dear friends, if the amount is given by the employer in respect of his leave travel to his native place with his family within India or any place within India along with his family, then the actual expenses on the actual fare, the expenses on the actual fare shall be exempt under section 10 subsection 5. So here in this case, LTA leave travel allowance is given rupees 20,000, but the entire 20,000 shall be exempt under section 10 subsection 5 of the income tax. Nothing shall be taxable. It's only for actual fare, leave travel allowance, actual fare shall be exempt. Oh, that also within India. And India, you know very well, India is defined. So, under section 2, subsection 25A of the Income Tax Act. Right? This is how we have to understand. Apart from this, his employer has given him a gift of wristwatch. Let us assume that the gift of wristwatch is given by the employer on his birthday. Now, the cost of the wristwatch is 8,000 rupees. So, wristwatch gift of wristwatch. How much is the cost of the wristwatch? 8,000 rupees. But the entire 8,000 rupees shall not be added to his salary. Mind it well. If the gift is given by the employer, which is in kind, then up to 5,000 rupees, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000 shall be exempt. This is a wristwatch which is in kind. So, exemption shall be restricted up to rupees 5,000 and the balance amount of 3,000 rupees shall be taxable. But if the gift is given in cash, nothing shall be exempt. Even 1,000 rupees is given in cash as a gift by the employer to the employee, it has to be treated as a part of salary. But here it is in kind, so 5,000 rupees shall be exempt to the extent of gift. Now this person loves music and he has taken music system from the employer to be used by the employee and later on it shall be returned back to the employer. My dear friends, if the music system, if the air conditioner, if the furniture is used by the employer, which is owned by the employee, and is given to the employee for use for the time being, ownership lies with the employer. In that case, 10% of the actual cost of the asset. Say, I have taken air conditioner from my employer. Now, the cost of the air conditioner is 50,000 rupees. Then 5,000 rupees shall be added to my salary. Suppose the air conditioner is 3 years old. Then also the actual cost of the employer, that is 50,000 rupees, 10%, that is 5,000 rupees shall be taxable. So music system, the cost of the music system is 1 lakh. In this case, 10% of 1 lakh is equal to 10,000 rupees shall further be added to the employer. If the assets are used, then 10% shall be added. But if the assets are in the form of computer or in the form of laptop or in the form of mobile phones, then it will not be added. Why? Because the employee has taken the computer to be used for the official purposes. Even he works at home, how it can be treated as a part of his salary? But air conditioner, oven, music system, these things are for his personal use. That's why 10% of the actual cost shall be added as a part of salary. Now, this employee has also taken interest-free loan of rupees 5 lakhs. The employer has not charged interest, but the principal amount is given. Now, 10%, the interest is 5 lakhs, principal amount is 5 lakhs, but the SBI rate, say Bank of America charges 18% interest on personal loan, Bank of India charges 17% on personal, Citibank charges 19% on personal, this just for an example. Bank of Baroda charges 14% on personal loan. What rate you will take? Had he taken loan from any other bank apart from his employer, he would have to pay interest. But the employer has not charged any single penny of interest from him. Now, income tax says that money saved is money earned. Once money is earned, it is a perquisite. Under section 2, subsection 24, it shall be treated as income. Once it is an income, it has to be treated as salary. So, notional interest, hypothetical interest, artificial interest, unreal interest, which is not actually paid by the employee, shall be calculated, which will be based on the rate of interest charged by the State Bank of India. Suppose the State Bank of India rate is 12% or 13%. In that case, that amount, say it is 13%, so 65,000 rupees yearly shall also be added. He has not paid any interest, but he could save this much amount of interest. That's why it shall also be added as a part of salary. Now, the employer is a good person. He has also paid the premium, life insurance premium, on his personal policies. The amount is 20,000. Whose duty is to pay the premium for the personal policy? It's the employee's duty to pay for the personal policy, but employer has paid on his behalf. Money saved is money earned. So, what's the amount of the insurance policy? The amount of insurance policy is 20,000 rupees. This will also be added in the salary of the employee. Now, having all these things added, the total amount of salary comes to rupees 13,82,780. Now, is it your taxable salary? No. Shall you not reduce the professional tax which has been deducted by the employer from your salary? Yes, professional tax has been deducted by the employer, and it shall be treated as exempt, as a deduction from salary. Now, I told you, only two deductions are allowed from salary. One is professional tax and another is the entertainment allowance. But entertainment allowance will be allowed only in the case of government employees, that to maximum 5,000 rupees. Maximum. Or 1/5 of the salary or 5,000 rupees, whichever is, lower. Maximum is 5,000. But here there is no entertainment allowance. But professional tax has been deducted by the employer from the salary. So, this amount of professional tax, so I will write here, this amount of professional 13,82,780. So, say salary as we computed 13,82,780 less professional tax rupees 2,500. So, 13,80,280 will be the amount of your total taxable salary. But the information is also provided that this is a salary. Yes, it is taxable salary. It is salary. Next salary. But shall it be taxable? No. he has also paid from his pocket, what do you call it? He has also contributed, recognized provident from fund, from his own pocket, rupees 80,000. My dear friends, recognized provident funds was paid in two ways. One, by the employer, 80,000 rupees per annum. What did we do? We took the total salary. Total salary was basic plus DA plus commission, which was 4,81,000. And 12% of 4,81,000, whatever came, minus 80,000 rupees, the surplus amount was added as a salary. But in this case, recognized provident fund is paid by the employee himself. That means the employer has deducted in his PF from his salary the PF of rupees 80,000 per annum. Shall it not be the part of section 80C as a deduction? Yes, it shall be the part of 80C. And over and above, the employee himself on his personal policy pays rupees, what do you call it, 70,000 from his personal policies, LIP. And over and above, his employer has also paid on his personal policy rupees 20,000, which we have seen here. The employer has paid, which we added. The same amount shall be treated as a deduction under section 80C. So the total deduction is 1,70,000. But under Income Tax Act, under section 80C, 80CCC, 80CCD, the deduction cannot be more than 1 lakh of rupees. Where it is given? It is given under section 80CCE. So 1 lakh rupees shall be given as a deduction under section 80CCE of the Income Tax Act. Over and above, he has paid from his personal policies. He has taken mediclaim for himself or for his family. And he has paid 15,000 rupees as the mediclaim. Now this 15,000 rupees shall also be deducted from the salary. Now the total deduction under section 80C and 80D is 1 lakh plus 15,000, which is 1,15,000. Therefore the total taxable salary shall be, my dear friends, 12,65,280. This will be subject to tax. This is how we computed the salary. What did we do? All the additions in the form of basic salary, in the form of dearness allowance, in the form of commission, in the form of allowances, in the form of children education allowance, in the form of HRA, in the form of traveling allowance, in the form of transport allowance, in the form of medical expenses, in the form of bonus, they were added. Not only that, the use of the asset, 10% of the actual cost. Not only that, the interest on loan, which was interest-free loan provided by the employer, was also notionally added as per the benchmark rate of State Bank of India. After addition of all these things, we reduced ₹2,500. You will appreciate that the employer had also paid 20,000 rupees in the LIP policy of the premium from his account on behalf of the employee. Is it not a benefit to the employee? Yes, that's why this 20,000 also had been added. After working this, the employee had also paid from his personal account the PF contribution, which was deducted directly by the employer. So 80,000 rupees we claimed under section 80C, which is RPF, recognized provident fund by the employee. Then the employee took 70,000 rupees paid PF, this LIP, and 20,000 rupees paid by the employer on LIP, on behalf of the employee. They were added, the aggregate was 1,70,000, but you can't take more than 1 lakh rupees as a deduction under section 80C. Further, the employee had also paid, contributed 15,000 in mediclaim policy for himself, for his children, for his spouse. The rule is under section 80D, the maximum amount of deduction is allowable to the extent of 15,000 rupees. But if he takes out the policy for his premium, for his parents, and the parents are senior, then in that case, 20,000 will be allowed as a deduction. But here, that he has paid only for himself and his spouse, so we have claimed 15,000. Had he paid for his parents also, we would have claimed 20,000 more under section 80D. After all these additions and deletions, this is the total income, 12,65,280, which shall be supposed to be taxed in the assessment year 12-13, and that's how we have to work out the tax rates. So, dear friends, at this stage, we can say that we have fully covered salary topic, which is chapter number 4, and in next lecture, we'll come to other topics. Thank you very much.